name is Hava, and I'm a 27-year-old single mother. The first time that I used services from DSHS, it was called AFDC. It was one of the most humiliating experiences that I had ever gone through in my entire life. There was a buttload of impoverished women and children shoved into a room with not enough chairs for everyone to sit down. There were 3 Coke machines and 2 snack machines inside of the office. And in the center of this waiting room was this square area that had the 2 receptionists there. And there was almost a 9-foot wall made out of brick and glass that they were behind. And they had to turn their microphones on and off to be able to hear you through this bulletproof glass. And you filled out your application, you took a number, and then you waited for hours and hours and hours and hours until a caseworker saw you. And the caseworkers are so inundated with cases that they can't remember your name and they can't remember your circumstance. And they wanted to know where my daughter's absent father was, and they wanted to know all of his information. It wasn't a really safe situation for me to give that information out, but they told me that I couldn't get benefits unless I did hand over that information. I was 20 years old. I was really young. I thought I was doing all these grown-up things and making all these grown-up choices, and then I was stuck with a mortgage and had no way to pay it and had to go and get down on my knees and beg for money and prove that I was poor.